And we welcome Sean Cameron, chair of Renaissance Brandon, to our program. Welcome back, a slightly different capacity than you were here before, and glad to have you on the show.
Absolutely. Thank you. Happy to be here.
Tell us what Renaissance Brandon is and does, a little bit of history.
Sure, yeah. Renaissance Brandon's been in the city since 2008. We operate as an arm's length committee, essentially, of the city of Brandon, looking after some of the initiatives and some of the drive to spearhead some growth in the downtown. We've taken on some big projects and some smaller projects over our time, but we do work with, you know, city partners, provincial partners, and then members of the business community to try and spur some growth in the downtown and, mm-hmm. and get people thinking this is a place they want to be.
Why is it important that, because I know there's people out there that would suggest, let the chips fall, you know. Why is it important to spend the extra effort and keep the downtown vibrant?
For sure. It's making sure that we take care of the, you know, the downtown and being the heart of the community. Downtowns hold a lot of the history in various communities throughout North America, and they are generally a good sort of litmus test to see how successful and how vibrant a community is. You don't want to have that area where you're welcoming people to the downtown and it's a bunch of closed shops mm-hmm. and you know, some of the social issues that can come with that. So we wanted to make sure that we were trying to turn the corner ahead of some of the issues that may come along.
Many years ago, I was in Minot and we went through the downtown area and there was more brown paper than there was clear glass.
Absolutely,
in
yeah.
their downtown area. Now I guess I haven't been there for a little while, but
right. And that's definitely something in downtown Brandon we're trying to make sure isn't, you know, what's happening day to day. We're proud of the work we've done and the fact that you know, Rosser Avenue being kind of the focal point of downtown, I believe there's only three separate storefronts now that aren't occupied.
Yeah.
Between that sort of gateway at sort of 13th Street down through 6th Street, we only have three storefronts that aren't occupied, and that's exciting.
Yeah, and I think a vast difference from a few years ago or many years ago again when it was starting to look like it was heading in the same direction as Minot.
For sure, yeah. Yeah.
What would you, I mean, people, I suggested to you this morning before we came on the air that people generally can be confused about the various organizations and where does Renaissance Brandon fit in? Who aren't you, I guess? And what are some of the things that you've done in the past that people might relate to?
For sure. We try to work as much as possible with the city of Brandon. We're definitely not a chamber of commerce. Mm-hmm. We're not a downtown biz association. Both those organizations do a tremendous job of what they do. Some of the programs that we've helped push along in the past were stuff that you can see downtown now. I was down at Wednesdays by the Fountain last night, a great, you know, community entertainment event. It was packed down there. We've put money into, you know, the expansion of the Christopher Campbell Skate Park, the Downtown Global Market, which is up and rolling again. Have done some work with Cruise in the Dub. They've kind of taken it on themselves now, so that works well, and that's essentially what we want to see happen. We want to help light the fire mm-hmm. and then have those organizations be able to be self-sufficient with it. Some of the stuff coming in the future, obviously Robin's Donuts is finally building on the corner of 10th and Victoria, which we're happy to see, and finding a long-term sort of goal and solution for a place like Mackenzie Towers or Mackenzie Seeds mm-hmm. building is a big focal point in the downtown that we have to make sure that something happens
yeah.
there.
So when you mention the Mackenzie project, what role can Renaissance Brandon play? I mean, we've got a private developer involved. What's the role of your board?
I think a lot of it is just sort of connecting the dots. We do have the ability to access some funds through our provincial partners when it comes to redevelopment grants, that type of thing. Mackenzie being a much bigger project than anything Renaissance Brandon has ever taken on in the past, but we're hopefully the liaison to make sure that all the kind of people get in the same room and make sure that there's something there that at the end of the day is workable for the developer. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day gives us a massive footprint in our downtown that has people coming down and living there and you know, taking part in commerce there and that type of thing. So.
Well, and when you look at the impact the Massey Building has made, the impact that the Y has, and likely their impact is going to be greatly enhanced when they open up their new facility.
Absolutely.
The McKenzie Building, is, if it or when it gets up and rolling, is going to be another major impact down there.
Yeah, it's I was chatting with the Rosser Ward counselor there last night at Wednesdays by the Fountain, and we're pretty excited with that corridor that has, you know, the new YMCA building, all the changes that we brought to Princess Park and bringing music down there and entertainment, the skate park being across the street there, and then potential that could come on the corner of 9th and 9th and Princess there, where the Brandon Inn and the real estate board were taken down.
And everything, or every time there's that sort of development, you know, the kinds of things that people want to see downtown, I think, come close to meeting their expectations. One of the things that people, whether it's true or not, are concerned about is safety and security,
you know,
after hours. And
yeah,
with more activity comes more safety, right?
Absolutely, yeah. And that's kind of one of the pillars of growth that we set up, you know, from Ren Brandon's inception, was to make it a place that was welcoming after dark. Because I think you put people out there and you put people on display, it makes it a safer neighborhood, mm-hmm. just by proxy of the fact that people want to be down there. Another great thing that's happened there is it's in bringing the dance studios, a couple of dance studios downtown, being the Brandon School of Dance and Step in Time, has brought people down that may never have ventured down there. And since Eaton's was there 20 years ago, they're now bringing kids and grandkids down there. And that's great, because that's the type of community we want to build. Mm-hmm. So I think it can only be positive.
Well, and with more people, businesses then see opportunities to stay open a little later, again contributing to the attractiveness of the downtown area.
Yeah, absolutely. It gives them the opportunity to, you know, they always say that if the opportunity is there, business will find it. And you can notice with the likes of Comfort Kitchen, I'll use for an example, as a good downtown business, they've expanded their hours. And I think a lot of that has to do with, you know, families dropping their kids off at the skate park and wanting a place to go and sit and have a meal or have coffee or whatever the case may be. And they're right close and right there. Step in Time Dance Studio being right there as well is the same kind of idea.
All right. Let's take a quick break. Our phone lines are open. Remember, if you'd like to ask Sean Cameron a question, he is chair of Renaissance Brandon. And if there's confusion in your mind about something, or you have a comment or question to make, we are happy to hear from you. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back in just a moment. Sean Cameron is the chair of Renaissance Brandon, and he's on our show today. Our phone lines are open, as you've just heard. Give us a call if you feel moved. Can we talk about downtown parking and traffic?
For sure, yeah.
Changes coming?
We had looked at our traffic flow and especially parking opportunities over the last year on the board. We did have a traffic consultation done down there just to kind of see what was available. Some changes obviously came in the city taking on the one-way streets on 9th and 10th, which has had some positives and negatives for folks. But we do continue to look at opportunities that we could have to increase parking down there. I can't remember the number off the top of my head. They say in the neighborhood of about 1,200 parking stalls downtown. So it's, there is ample parking there. It's a bit of a mindset for people. To break that mindset that you do have to come down and maybe walk half a block or whatever to get where you're going.
Good parking for a lot of people is within sight of the door of
absolutely.
The place you're going
yeah.
to visit.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, we've been conditioned for that for a long time, that you were able to park right in front of the place you want to visit. You look at a lot of the box retailers where you would walk a country mile to kind of get where you want to go. So, I think having the meters down there and having people parking and having to look for a bit of a parking spot is a good sign too, to say that, you know, there's something happening there, that there's people down there moving around.
Walking a little distance gives you the opportunity to see what else is down there as
for
well.
For sure, yeah. It's an exposure thing, absolutely.
Are you changing then? Are you changing one-way streets? Are you?
That part of it would be a city initiative. Mm-hmm. As far as we're concerned, the one-way streets, they're comfortable with keeping them that way. We definitely always want to continue to look at whether we want to slow traffic or speed traffic through. And I think for the businesses, they obviously want traffic coming slower through the corridors, being 9th and 10th, because, you know, it's a greater exposure for their business being on 9th or 10th there.
So. Do you have plans to beautify or to change the, what are some of the popular names?
The Berlin Wall. The Jersey barriers there. Absolutely. That was something our board was very proactive in saying this had to be done. We had put out a request for proposal in the spring there, have received back what we're going to do with the Jersey barriers. The cement abutments downtown are going to leave, and we're going to look at a much more kind of appealing curbed option in there with possibly some trees and some landscaping in there to make it look a little more appealing, because right now it does detract from the neighborhood.
I was going to ask you if you'd ever considered blocking off a block to just pedestrian, but then I guess you lose parking when you do that as well.
You do, definitely. And you definitely need the businesses to be on board with that, because if it does suit their business model to have a section of street blocked off and we can make it happen with the city, it's definitely something we'd want to consider.
I've been in cities where they've had literally blocked off, and it's, mind you, these are very large cities, and
there's a lot of tourism
involved, but they're just crawling with people.
Yeah,
you know?
And I think we get hindered a bit by climate here, in the fact that if we could have a 7-month summer, we definitely would look at something that as being a lot more viable. Yeah. But there's unfortunately 6-7 months that we all huddle under parkas, so it makes it a little more difficult.
You mentioned the 9th Street property thing. What's happening there, and what's your eventual hope for that area?
For sure. The 9th Street property is a joint venture, you know, in the fact that Renaissance Brandon does own the property where the Brandon Real Estate Board used to be. And the city does own the Brandon Inn property. It's about finding an opportunity for that corner. We're open to options on it. You know, originally it had always been looked at as being a destination venue, but that might possibly not be the best opportunity there. It might be a blended retail living area. It may be, you know, a destination venue, as they always say. I know the casino has been tossed around from time to time, and I don't think maybe it's going to be something that'll happen there. I think it's a tremendous opportunity to have some retail and some, you know, unique loft style living down there. Mm-hmm. I think would really bring to the area, and it'd bring some character to that corner.
The conversations that I've had with the mayor and, you know, with some city councilors and with the real estate people is they all sort of feel we're on the cusp of, you know, we're just cresting some kind of a hill when it comes to development. We already get a lot of attention, I think, from potential developers and things like that.
Yeah.
But there's some exciting times ahead, I think.
I hope so, definitely. It's an opportunity that's there. When we looked at the property initially, and when the city by proxy inherited the Brandon Inn property, it just created an opportunity for us there to say, you know, this could be the turning point property for us and could get us to the top of that hill. And I think any time that you can bring people down there to live, and like you and I had been speaking about, they take a bit of ownership in the fact that that's their home. I think that goes a long way in any community, in any neighborhood in Brandon. If you get people taking ownership that's, you know, their neighborhood, their home, it goes a long way.
Now, if someone's interested in occupying one of the buildings or in a development downtown, I mean, what role do you play as an organization? And can people call you and talk to you about things like that?
Yeah, we keep an inventory of what is available downtown, as well as the ability if somebody is looking at occupying a building, and we can help them through applying for redevelopment grants through the provincial partners or through the city, as well helping them, you know, with some rent abatement grants, which are kind of that business incubator. Mm-hmm. You want people to have the first couple of months or depending on the length of term, have them have a little bit of leeway to get started up, because business is very tricky to get started in when you have a lot of money, let alone when you are faced with some challenges. So it's about sort of helping them bridge that gap a bit. And that's where we hopefully come in, is the fact that we're able to either help them redevelop properties or just get people in vacant storefronts.
And how do people get a hold of you?
They can call the Renaissance Brandon office. You can check out our website, which is renaissancebrandon.ca, and it has all the contact information there. Braden Pilling is our staff member down there, and he's always welcome to taking calls. I think our board kind of sends him in 100 different directions all the time, but Braden's very patient with us, and he's a great resource for people looking to relocate into the downtown.
And you guys are just another resource for people who are looking to, they've got this great idea, and as you said, looking for some direction and maybe some place to set up.
Yeah, and it's even helping people be able to navigate some of the challenges that they may face with starting a new business or really relocating to the downtown, because it is definitely a different challenge moving into a building that's 110 years old as opposed to moving into a brand new building built somewhere else in the city. There's some unique challenges and some unique, especially with building code, those type of things, some unique challenges they face there. So it's helping navigate that for them a bit as well.
Now, anything in the future or on the horizon that you haven't touched on this morning?
Definitely, we're very excited with the opening of the Brandon Family YMCA, the Dude Crystal YMCA there, coming in the next couple of months. We're looking at some park enhancements in conjunction with that. Obviously, the removal of the Jersey barriers is a big one, and it's always been a thorn in our board side that we wanted those gone as soon as possible, and we're happy to kind of finally be there. And obviously, our big project coming up is looking for a highest best use for the 9th Street corner there, because I think that's a big focal point for our downtown, and that will be one of those projects that we'll say at the end of the day that we could hang our hat on that it was a success. Or, you know, if we face some challenges, it's something that the board and the city and everyone can learn from, for sure.
And you know, I think going back to the barriers, I think as long as they're there, I think there is this thought in people's minds that it's temporary.
Temporary, yeah.
And there'll be something, they'll be taken away at some point in time.
I think it makes it look a bit like it's always under construction. Mm-hmm. And I when you're trying to attract people into the downtown, and, you know, you get hundreds of people a day over to the Christopher Campbell skate park there, and then they look across, and it does look a bit like a construction zone with the barriers there. Getting those out and getting a much more appealing curb cut there would go a long way.
Well, continued good luck to the organization, and
well, thank you.
Hope to have you back when there's something else happening. We can talk a little bit about it, and we look with interest at the development on 9th Street there. And you used the C word earlier, casino, and yeah. We always have that little flurry of interest, in that as it's ongoing. So
for sure,
appreciate your information and your efforts.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity and the ability to talk about it. Thank you.
Sean Cameron chairs the Renaissance Brandon organization. RenaissanceBrandon.ca is their website, and you can get more information there and some contact. And that's the first segment of our show today. Sean, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And we'll be back after a break with the second segment of our program today.